Sydney Inner West Council narrowly approved the Fairer Future Plan, which promises to build 20 to 30,000 new homes over the next 15 years in the locality. The plan also aims to increase social housing with the redevelopment of 5 council-owned car parks and incentivises churches and faith-based charities to redevelop their land. Marlena Holdenas asked Isabella Antonou, Greens Councillor for Ashfield, why she voted against the plan.
The main things that informed my decision were essentially affordability and community infrastructure. So my amendments were to ask for a full infrastructure plan as well as a developer contributions plan that could be considered side by side with this plan. Because if we're doing this much uplift and density, we need to make sure that we can actually deliver for current and future residents, making sure that our services, our infrastructure, cycleways, green space is actually going to be achievable, so we can make sure we're retaining a quality of life, not just for current residents of the Inner West, but all our future neighbours as well. That is our duty.
Do you think that the community has been appropriately consulted?
There's multiple layers to the community consultation piece. When it comes to how people have felt and engaged with this process, there clearly has been gaps. Last August, we pushed for the second phase of the plan to also be put out on exhibition for longer than the 2 weeks that it was, to enable people to properly look at how their changes and their feedback had been absorbed. Now, there's been a lot of pushback on the way that community has been consulted, but it's not just the way we consult with community. I think something we really need to talk to is the way that people's opinions and critiques of the plan have actually been engaged with, in many ways in quite bad faith. There's been this huge over-reliance on this dichotomy of the NIMBY-YIMBY, which I feel has actually made the debate worse. It has completely bulldozed, pardon the pun, over what people are trying to say, the details of the plan, and automatically putting people into these camps when realistically, most people want to see the Inner West grow sustainably with accessibility at the forefront and affordability, just with different ways of approaching that.
What was the atmosphere in the room when the plan passed last night?
It was mixed. I can definitely understand that there is excitement for new housing. I am a huge proponent that we do need new housing. However, I think there was a big split in the room down the middle because of the way that this debate has been completely framed. People are understandably upset that this plan has gone through in its current form. And realistically, there was no reason we could not take a little extra time to go back to the drawing board and actually make sure we were doing this right. Now, the idea that if we did that, it'd be stopping housing isn't correct at all. There are dwellings in the pipeline, thousands of them. So the idea that we have to do everything right now is a completely false way to approach it.
Sydney is famously the second most expensive city in the world to live in. Do you think now that it's been passed in its current form, the Fairer Future Plan will ease the housing crisis over the next 15 years?
I wish I could say yes. I wish it was that easy. Unfortunately, this plan focuses on supply, and yes, that is one of the levers council has, zoning that is, but nothing stops these dwellings being snapped up by investors, and they're going to rent it out as high as they can. And there's also this additional risk of us losing existing comparatively affordable homes, like, you know, those red brick apartments you see in the Inner West, and share houses are now at risk because landlords are going to want to cash in and sell because now suddenly their land has been rezoned. The mayor actually explicitly said last night that this plan will not deflate the housing market, which, I'm going to be honest, I think we actually need that for broad scale affordability. The $1.5 million units in council's modelling, I don't know who they help. They don't help any of the young people I know. They're not going to help me. And I think that's the thing we need to keep bringing this back to. We also put some considerable advocacy pieces forward last night, asking to push back on the state and federal government to tackle things like negative gearing and capital gains, address Airbnb's swallowing up supply, which are very real mechanisms as to why housing is so expensive, not just in Sydney, but in Australia generally. And Labor voted that down. And that, to me, shows that this debate was never actually about genuine affordability.
Isabella Antonou, Inner West Greens Councillor for the Ashfield-Jarrawong Ward, speaking there with Marlena Holdenas.